we're basically starting where we left off a week ago, right? A little share in honor of Adam Beasley being here in the 560 WQM studios. Greg Likens here with you alongside Adam Beasley. Dan Day with the music selection.
You can't hear that introductory, and not just get a smile on your face. I mean, that is fantastic.
Somewhere your dad is getting arrested right now.
Berating a security guard. No, this is my seat. Yeah.
Oh, this is the way to start a show.
Things get wild in Vegas when I go with my 72-year-old father.
Yes. So, Cher, to get us going, this is perfect. We got a lot to get into tonight. And we are going to believe in life after love. And before, and whatever else it could be, any variation of that. But we got a full show tonight. We're taking up until 10 o'clock. Really appreciate everybody tuning in here. We're going to kick off the 6 o'clock hour by telling you it's time for your chance to win $1,000. It's 560 WQAM's Take Dono's Dollars. Your chance to take home $1,000. Text the word LUCKY to 72881, and you're registered. Text LUCKY, L-U-C-K-Y, to 72881 now. If you don't win this time, your next chance is tomorrow morning with Joe and Zach. This is a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Don't text and drive. It's all brought to you by Anna Jar and Levine Accident Attorneys. And I'm going to try and tie this in to how we're going to start the show here, but I think somebody's trying to get lucky that texted me on my phone.
Oh, and perhaps they're believing in life after love.
Perhaps so. That's true. We'll get to that in a moment. I do want to mention that coming up at 7 o'clock, John Congemi will join us. Of course, does a great job for the Miami Dolphins and college football analyst for ESPN. All right, we got a big crew here tonight, Bees. I mean, they're not messing around here on this Tuesday. Chili Willie's with us, Dan Day. We got a big production crew here. I think just because you're here.
Yeah.
They wanted to make sure that we had everything covered.
No, they know they have to carry my ass. That's what it is.
they
know it's a long 4 hours in Beasley's in studio.
Well, we got the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line open at 560-22, and I think we may need everybody's help on this.
Yeah.
So this literally came in at 5:59 p.m., 6 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're about to start the show,
mm-hmm.
And I wish I was making this up. Like, this is something that, maybe during a dead time you may make up, but I cannot make this up. I showed you on my phone. I got a text message from a number that I don't have stored in my phone. It's a 954 number. I'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to read it verbatim. Hey, girl. Emoji with the tongue sticking out.
Yeah, that's an obscene emoji.
Right. Where are you located? What's the rates for your time? Please let me know. Thanks.
Wow.
That's what at 5:59. Somebody just texted me this.
Greg, it's a booming economy. You don't need to moonlight this way, okay? Are you kidding me?
Hey, girl.
Oh.
Dirty emoji.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you located? What's the rates for your time? Please let me know. Thanks.
I got something for you, Greg.
So,
the code word is lucky, by the way.
The code word is lucky. L-U-C-K-Y. Text that to 72881. We're up all night to get lucky. Is that what's going on with our texter here?
I need a bath just looking at that text.
So, there are so many different questions here, right? Who does this person think that they're texting?
Well, it's pretty clear who they think they're texting.
Right, but I'm curious.
It is the world's oldest profession, Greg.
Well, yeah, but I'm just curious to know, who is it that either has a phone number close to mine or has posted my phone number
somewhere?
That's
the question. Okay, you didn't anger your fiance lately, have you? She's not looking for payback?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so we can cross that one off the list.
Right.
This is something I would probably do in jest, but I would tell you at this point. I would cop to it. So it wasn't me. Someone out there has either posted your number either in anger or just in pure accident, or this guy is so drunk that he hit the wrong number and then hit send.
Right. And it could be any variation of those things.
Do you think he's a listener?
I don't know, but
how great would it be if right now he is driving to Tootsie's hoping to find your number.
The girl. Yeah.
And oh my bleeping God. I just sent that text to Greg Likens of 560 WQAM.
Where are you located?
Mm-hmm.
What's the rates for your time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading this verbatim. Please let me know. Thanks.
Well, maybe.
Is there some other?
It's a competing radio station that wants to have you in studio? You think that's possible? And girl's just like, hey, what's up, girl?
You think that's just a generic greeting
for
somebody?
No, he's looking for a loving.
Well, I mean, is there any other time that they could be discussing? Maybe it's just a...
With that emoji?
A physical therapist, perhaps?
the emoji's a getaway, all right? Giveaway, all right?
Well, yes. I mean, it's very suggestive.
Where are you located? Like, do you think you... I mean, you might work out of your home if you are, like, a chiropractor.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. if it's an up-and-up business, mm-hmm. then you would assume the address is readily available.
Okay. Okay, so the next logical question is, have you responded yet?
No, I haven't responded. And so I think that's the question we have for our audience is, should we respond? And if so, what is the appropriate response to this? Again, is this one of those where we leave it alone? That's option one.
No. In no universe is that an option.
Option two would be to respond and say, hey, wrong number.
I mean, that would be the decent thing to do.
Option three would be to play along with it mm-hmm. and respond with something.
Absolutely, play along with it.
There's also option four, which is reporting to the authorities.
Right.
It could be Robert Kraft. It could be Robert Kraft. We have his number. It's a 954 Erie code.
We're getting a lot of people texting in. Okay. Again, if you're just tuning in, I received a text message on my cell phone. Hey, girl. Strange emoji. Suggested emoji.
No. It's a lewd emoji.
Lewd emoji. Yeah. Where are you located? What's the rates for your time? Please let me know. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I just have so many thoughts. What do you think his limit is? Can we push him to see if he'll take, like, if we can get a grand out of him?
Like a grand for an hour?
Yeah, and just give it, like, we should create a Venmo account.
Oh, my gosh.
And give it to charity. Do you think it would be a tax write-off?
I like how you're, like, at the end of it, you put the charity
to make it
curveball.
Yeah, so I'm not an awful human being.
Right, so
yeah.
Like, oh, we're actually doing something that will help the world as opposed to just scam somebody.
Or it could pay for the next code word, jackpot.
That's true. We'll have just a code word for all 560 WQAM listeners that isn't a national contest.
Correct.
This is a local, actually, this hour, this show only sponsorship.
And the code word is prostitution.
Hey, Greg, ask for his Cash App.
Cash App?
Oh, yeah. I think that's where bad things go down.
I think so, too. But I think it may come in handy here. So the question is,
what do we do?
What do we do? We're getting some text messages in here. 560-22, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Some people, there is one of our texters, we'll get back to this, but somebody wants us to rank what Liverpool was able to do against Barcelona
Come
today.
Come on, guys.
In the grand scheme of things.
Whittingham's left the studio. Let's...
Somebody else says, why don't you text that guy back and mess with him?
Well, that's what we're discussing.
Somebody else says, it's Channing Crowder texting you.
No, I have Channing's number. Unless he's using a ghost account, I don't think it's Channing.
Yeah, I've got his number too, and you're right, unless it's some other number. Somebody else says, someone thinks you're a hooker, Greg.
Yes, that is, your powers of deduction are fantastic.
Whoa.
Can we just take a second, by the way, and I know this is a divergent topic, but your listeners might want to listen to this story too, having to do with ghost phone numbers. So I don't know if you knew this, but I was once married previous to my current wife.
Yes.
And things didn't go well. Didn't have the best outcome of that because I'm my second wife now, and I'm very happy of a child and all that. But this was like 2008, 2009, and the idea of ghosting phone numbers was just first coming into vogue. And I'm not going to give his name, but a friend of mine owns a VoIP company. So he has the capability of masking any number with any other number. Mm. And so we may be 17 or 18 beers deep one night, and we have the great idea, you know what? Let's mess with my ex-wife.
Oh.
With a ghosted number.
Mm.
And the ghosted number was her father. It was 3 in the morning, and there may or may not have been pornography blasting into the speaker. That may have been the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, that is, it's funny, but it's so evil. Like, think about this poor girl waking up at 3 in the morning. Her dad calls at 3 in the morning. It's probably an emergency, right?
So she was under the impression, based on the technology.
Correct.
That her dad was calling her.
With porn blasting
porn
at 3
a.m. Porn blasting at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
A lot. A lot. But I did it for charity.
That's your fallback, isn't it?
It is my fallback.
That's actually, I mean, again, if we are talking, candidly,
mm-hmm.
that's actually a great way to mess with somebody / get back at somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You're not really hurting anybody.
No.
But you're still...
What do you think the conversation was the next time she talked to him was like?
Well, does she call him back immediately? Or is she so shocked and embarrassed, does she just say, okay. Because I can't imagine you fall back asleep all that well after hearing that from your father, right? Like, what, all the thoughts that must be racing through her head.
Yeah, that was a low moment in my personal growth.
Well, and the statute of limitations is up on that now, right? So you can tell the story.
Well, if the Herald fires me tomorrow, you'll know why.
Wow. And to this day, you've never discussed this with her.
I've never seen her since.
Right. So it was all left to your imagination
If she's listening right now, I apologize. It was wrong of me. But it was a little funny.
Did your current wife know about this?
Yeah.
Prior to you telling the story on the radio?
Correct.
Okay. What did she think about it?
Hilarious, but I'm going to hell.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Well, for many other reasons. It's a cumulative effect, all right, Greg?
Yeah, if it wasn't that, there were a number of other things.
St. Peter deals in aggregates, okay? And like they do in soccer in the Champs League. A segue.
Very true. Now, the question is, do we talk about the Barcelona collapse, or do I read some more of these texts that we have rolling in here?
What do you think our listeners want to hear about?
How to respond. Somebody says that you should check Craigslist to see if your name or your number is listed.
I mean, that did cross my mind. That's probably where they got the number.
Somebody says Google your number to find out. Somebody says they must be trying to contact the Orchid Day Spa. Somebody else says, oh my God, is that Robert Kraft's number texting you?
Stop stealing my jokes, all right? Try to keep up with the show.
It says, give that text to the WQAM hotline number and get him on the air. Whoa. Should we text the guy and say, hey, give me a call?
Well, okay. Well, so many. I mean, yes, it'd be great, fantastic radio. There's no way this guy's going to do it.
I know. I highly doubt it.
Because he'd be incriminating himself in a potential crime. There's someone on the other end of that relationship is probably going to be hurt by that conversation as well.
Right. Now, somebody either is just playing along or took you seriously when you said the new code word was prostitute, because they texted in prostitute, code word you just mentioned.
The code word is lucky.
Lucky. And somebody else says, let's get lucky later.
Well, okay. That was what this guy had in mind.
Now, okay, I don't know if this seems inappropriate. Do I read it, though? Is it okay?
I mean, we've already gone off the rails. We're 15 minutes in, liking.
Our buddy Papa Georgios says,
Hey,
Greg, that must be Brian London texting you. He has the typical appearance of a sexual predator. That's not nice.
That's not nice at all.
Not at all.
Very true, but not nice. Beast, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my goodness. Somebody says, I get nervous messing with people with all these death by SWAT stories. Oh.
Well, yeah.
We're just going to send a text.
Yeah, I mean, do you think the guy's going to SWAT the studio?
I don't think they're going to SWAT us. I guess they're probably talking about sending the SWAT team to this guy if he's into some sort of criminal activity here.
Well, we're not disclosing the phone number, are we?
No, we're not. We have not done that, nor
will
we.
And nor would we ever.
Somebody's letting us know, I guess for those who weren't aware, Craigslist doesn't have hooker listings anymore.
And this guy, and that texter is very upset about that development.
I mean, there isn't anything to indicate it via the text, but there's a sense of bitterness in that text
message.
We've
done probably the equivalent of weeks of radio together, Greg, and this is by far our best segment. Like, by far. It's not even close. I mean, a close second was when... what was that song that happened to be the bump music?
Well, it was a Blink-182 song.
Yeah.
We talked about...
At our sister station, 790.
At our sister station, and it was like 30 seconds long.
Uh-huh.
There's some nice guitar riffs in the beginning, and then the only lyrics... I'm not going to have them exactly, but something to this effect. I like to look at naked dudes. That's why I built this pool.
Yes, that's why I built the swimming pool.
Swimming pool.
Correct.
Yeah.
I like to look at naked dudes. That's why I built the swimming pool. And then it was a tagline. Is that it?
And that was it. That was it.
Yeah, so that was the second best. Now, that's number two for us on the power rankings.
Where I'm being solicited by an unknown number.
Is it Trevor from 790? That's the question. That would be full circle then.
Somebody says we should text back the address of local police.
Oh, come on. I mean, not to get on a moral high horse, but this guy's not trying to do anybody harm.
Well,
We don't think.
From the very little interaction we've had with him, which is just him erroneously sending us a text message.
Oh, we're going to text back. I mean, we absolutely text back.
So I think this is what we're going to do. So during the commercial break, I need to use the photo editor on my phone and blank out the number.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to tweet out this message.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see if anybody in our listening audience, in terms of who's listening right now via the text line or via Twitter, knows where this is coming from.
Okay.
And then from there, we're going to continue to read your text messages on the air at 560-22 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line to determine our best course of action to respond to this.
Okay.
How does that sound?
That's great radio.
Okay. When we come back, we'll try to resolve this, although I feel like this is going to be an ongoing subject through the 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, maybe we'll tell you about the magnitude of that Barcelona collapse and the Liverpool victory. Stay tuned. That's Adam Beasley. I'm Greg Likens. We'll be back here on 560 WQAM. Radio.com.
Radio.com.
It was 3 in the morning, and there may or may not have been pornography blasting into the speaker.
We're back here on 560 WQAM. Greg Likens alongside Adam Beasley here on this Tuesday night. We hope everybody's doing well. Dan Day, Chili Willie on the other side of the glass. We're taking up until 10 o'clock. We are going to talk some Dolphins football at 7 o'clock
okay.
with John Congemi. Looking forward to talking to him. But, Bees, I just tweeted out a screenshot of the text message that I received. Mm. And if you're just tuning in, I received a text message just before the show began. And it says, "Hey girl, dirty emoji, where are you located?
Mm-hmm.
What's the rates for your time?" Again, I'm reading verbatim. "Please let me know, thanks." And that's how we left it,
okay.
right? Then we went to commercial break, and there's an update to the story.
What?
Another text message has come in from the same number asking a follow-up question. You ready for this?
I can't wait.
The person proceeds to then ask, "How old are you? Thanks."
Ooh. Now that is, Pandora's box is opened.
Right.
Because do you think he skews young or do you think he skews old?
I don't know. But I'd say that this is where it's getting a little uncomfortable if it wasn't before.
Well, you can give your honest age.
Good.
Just give him your age.
35. Just right. Imagine.
But a youthful 35.
Is there any way I could text 35 with a deep voice somehow? I don't know. So that is the update. How old are you, thanks? What do you think? I mean.
Wow. Well, clearly he's not a listener because he would know to not probably throw his phone in the river.
Correct.
Yeah.
So we're looking for suggestions from our audience. 560-22 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, what the response should be. Our buddy Papa Giorgio says, "Call him on the air, tell him you're the pimp, and arrange a meeting with a fixed rate." I don't know if we want to get into all of that.
Oh, boy.
But that would be pretty funny.
Yeah, I don't want to get shot tonight, Greg.
Oh, man. Somebody else says, "This is bleeping awesome. Beasley and Greg, I've never heard Beasley host on WQAM."
This could be the last time.
I think Instagram's at play here. There might have been some trading of information, seen some pictures. Now, it's all about the Greg Likens and Adam Beasley show.
You know, I got to say, we have to have some fun with this, Greg. We have to text him back.
We do, right?
Yeah. Just say.
The question is, how far do we take it?
Don't lie. Just every answer, give an honest answer, but don't reveal too much.
Mm.
So give your honest age.
But do we, the first part of this is asking, where are you located? And I keep saying it the way he writes it. What's the rates for your time?
You should tell him what you're getting paid tonight for the 4 hours at WQAM. I feel like you can give honest answers to every single
That's
one of
true.
These questions.
Yeah. So this will not be a very expensive woman or night for him, if that's
well,
the case.
Well, it might be very expensive in his mind.
you never know, right? I don't want to judge just based on a phone number.
Oh. Well, okay, tell them where you're located. Say near Aventura.
Near Aventura.
Yeah. Which is true.
Do we discuss rates in person?
No. Again, I want to live through this evening.
It all depends on what goes down, too, with the rates. Wait, that came out wrong.
Mm. Well, no. I mean, he makes a great point.
There are many options. Is
correct.
That what you're saying? Yeah. Mm. Well,
ask him if he wants the girlfriend experience.
We've got somebody who says, please let me know your rates, what you look like, and we can meet. Thanks. This is on our normal text line. So please let me know your rates, what you look like, and we can meet. Thanks. Okay. Dom V, our buddy, says, man, that's bad if you come off so desperate that a hooker gives you the wrong number.
Wow, that is an incredible point.
We could just write that back to him.
No, I don't want to shame this guy. You got to keep him on the hook. We have 3.5 hours to fill, Greg.
I know. My intention wasn't to talk about this for 3.5 hours, but this guy, he not only texted that, but then follows up with a how old are you? Thanks.
Do you have the read receipt function turned off on your phone, or does he know that you've read this?
I believe I have it turned off. Yeah.
All right. So now he doesn't know you're ignoring him. He just thinks you're ignoring him.
Right. I may be with another client.
That,
for all he knows.
That's your response. I'm booked up for the next 3.5 hours. What are you doing after?
And that would be telling the truth.
Correct.
I'm going nowhere else but here. I'm booked for 3.5 hours.
That's your response.
Mm. That's a good one.
I say self-promote. Say, I'm going to be listening to Greg Likens and Adam Beasley on the radio for the next couple hours.
I think that's the idea in theory is very good. But then if this guy finds out who we are.
Yeah, we don't need that.
No, we don't.
We do not need that.
Oh, let's see. We got somebody says, I think pulling a line from you, it says, are you guys sure that's not Robert Kraft?
That's the second person that stole that joke. I've even made it on Twitter now.
Okay. Papa Giorgio is saying the age is in question. It can only mean he's looking for an underage girl. Now you have to report it to the police.
Stop.
And close the matter.
Stop.
Oh. Somebody else says,
I think he just wants to know what he's getting into.
It's Robert Kraft texting from a burner. Ha ha.
It might be his real number. Who knows?
Somebody else says, send him a picture of Hockman.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Tell him you're 24 and have him call into the station. It'll be gold.
I mean, that really is where this is heading, isn't it?
Well, everybody's suggesting that. Now, if somebody calls into the station, it can still remain anonymous. I mean, it's not like, I mean, how many people would you recognize just based on their voice, right?
Yeah.
Like, if this person were to call into...
But here's the thing. I mean, we're especially when I host, it's a hugely rated radio show. I mean, there are literally dozens of people listening to the sound of my voice right now. And that being the case, the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon would tell me that somebody he knows will hear him on the air. We don't need that either.
No, we don't need that either. You're mm-hmm. right. Okay. I tweeted out a picture. You want to check it out, at Greg Likens, GREGLIKENS on Twitter. And we're getting lots of responses here. Mike says, respond with, sorry, I'm too expensive for you. Our buddy Kai says, respond with a GIF and say, ouch, she gave you the wrong number, bro.
Yeah, that's what you do at the end.
Our friend Dark Helmet says, one step.
Well, I'm sorry, your friend whom?
Dark Helmet on Twitter says,
is that a Spaceballs reference?
One step further, this is the Orchids of Asia Day Spa and massage, and our spots are full. Try back never. Oh.
I don't think we need to be mean to this guy. He's done nothing wrong. Well, maybe.
Tom says, respond with article links to Dolphins articles. So maybe some of your best work.
Yeah, some of my best work.
Yeah, like the latest on Nick Perry.
I think you just need to be honest. Tell him your age. Tell him your hourly rate. Tell him that you're booked up for the next 3.5 hours, but you're free after 10.
That's accurate. Shane says, if you have to ask, you can't afford me.
That's excellent.
That's a good one right there.
Fire that one off. That's a winner.
Dolphins Talk on Twitter says, respond with, Syracuse grads aren't cheap and easy, LOL.
Well, I don't know if that's completely honest.
I've got a lot of You say GIF or JIF?
It's a soft G.
So you go with the GIF?
Yeah, like the peanut butter.
Like the peanut butter. I got a Magic Johnson GIF just shaking his head.
Okay.
I got a our buddy Antoine Staley has the I think is Nathan Fillion just kind of confused, not sure what to say. GIF. Casey on Twitter says, "Oh my God, he tagged Beasley." Yes, I did. And you're probably not listening, but I tagged Beasley because we're doing
this. We're hosting a radio show together. Thanks for tuning in.
Cool Joe says, "Now that's funny. I don't care who you are." Somebody else says with a GIF says, "If you have to ask, you can't afford it." So we've gotten that a couple of times. Leroy on Twitter says, "Give him a cheap price and a room number you can see from the road you wait on." So just wait outside a place?
I feel like our listeners are just vindictive people.
Oh my gosh. Willie on Twitter says, "Tell Joe Rose to stop texting you."
There's the winner. There's the winner.
There's an inappropriate GIF that I got from somebody here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says, "Does the sender have a Foxborough area code?" That's from Jim. okay, this one doesn't make all that much sense. It says, Alec on Twitter says, okay, we can't get that one either. Our buddy John Michaels says, "Oh yeah, give a price really high and see what the response is."
Yeah, I think that's what we do.
And just see how far this guy's willing to take.
Correct.
So what would be a high price, not knowing this business?
I'm gonna defer to the control room for that. What are you guys thinking there?
Chili Willy, that's all you, man.
What do we say, like $1,000 or something? Like,
I mean, say $3,000 for an hour.
$3,000 for an hour. Come on now, that's.
Do we win Beast Bucks here?
Yeah, I think
bucks?
That's what we do. We tied in with the promotion. We try to win Dono's dollars. Is that what the promotion is?
Dono's dollars. Yeah. Beast Bucks on the other station. Mm-hmm. Dono's dollars here.
Code word lucky.
Yes. Let's see. Somebody here says, by asking your age, he's wanted to make sure you're not underage, more likely.
Yes, that's probably what it is.
We've gotten a couple obvious ones, it seems like. Like, yeah, of course that's what he's asking. But
well, one of our other texters thought that perhaps it was
the other way around.
The other way around, that they're looking for a younger person.
Yeah.
That would be
No, seedy. I just think he doesn't want someone my age. I don't think he's looking for 40. I mean...
Somebody says, text with "thank you for texting the MDPD hotline, Miami-Dade Police Department hotline." Like an automated response?
Yeah. I feel like these people aren't really in the spirit of what we're doing here. We're not trying to scare him.
So somebody else says, "screw all those questions. Ask him what he thinks about the Josh Rosen trade."
Yeah, there you go.
Now, that would be funny. I responded back and said, "hey, what are your thoughts on the Josh Rosen trade?" And then we screenshot that and screenshot whatever he responds back. And that may be funny, too.
Yeah.
We got some tough decisions to be made here, right?
The good news is we still have plenty of show to get through.
Wait, somebody says, "was it Hawk or Donald that went on a date with Brady Quinn in a UM cheer uniform? Send that picture to him, LOL."
That was Hawkman.
Oh, that must have been ugly, right?
Brady Quinn was beaming.
Well, Brady Quinn, yeah, he's a good-looking guy, but... Hawk or Dono in a cheerleading outfit. That's not good. Somebody else just says, "I bet you anything that's either Hawkman or Crowder texting the show."
Well, we have their numbers.
Somebody says, "graphics interchange format is GIF or JIF," and says, "say with a hard G or don't say it," because it stands for graphics.
Oh. We're a fascist on our hands.
Somebody else says, "right back Tuesday special, $29.99.
BOGO. I got BOGO tonight.
Somebody else says, "don't send him a pic of Hawkman. Send him a pic of Beast. That will make them stop texting."
We don't want him to stop texting. We want to enjoy the next 3.5 hours. I feel like you give honest answers without giving away the game. I think that's the play.
People are just responding with laughter. Somebody says... writes with just a meme. It says, "tomorrow is hug a dumbass day, and I think I'm going to be extremely busy." Somebody else, Brian Monroe, our buddy, says, "whoever you dislike the most, you send back their address."
Oh, come on,
and
Brian.
"Also, we will discuss rates when you get here." Ha ha ha.
We have some evil people.
Yeah. So I don't think we've come to a definite conclusion here.
You know my thoughts.
I know. And I'm a little, you're bolder than I am in general with some of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just, part of me is slightly concerned that if I text this guy back and I'm messing with the person, then somehow me and you to a lesser degree will feel the wrath of whoever this guy is. We don't know what type of person this is texting.
It's true.
Right? I mean, this could be like a normal Joe Schmo, like some normal dude who's like, oh, shoot, I messed up. My bad. Then embarrassing. That's it. Or we could have somebody who finds what we're going to do back them embarrassing, and then they're going to like search us out and look for us. And maybe I'm overreacting a little bit there, but
he kind of deserves it.
You have a look on your face. You're like, yeah, that's true. That may be happening.
We've got gates and locks on this building.
Well, during these hours.
I'm not coming back for at least another week.
During normal business hours.
We won't promote my next appearance. I'll just show up randomly at 6 o'clock.
No, somebody says this may be somebody from the picnic texting.
It's possible.
You think somebody's messing with us?
If so, thank you. It's gotten us through 40 minutes of a
mid-May
radio broadcast.
All right. So let's take a timeout.
All right.
When we come back, what do you want to do? Do we come to a conclusion here?
Yeah. I think we give it another 3 minutes to think about it.
We'll come to a conclusion. We will announce what the conclusion is, and then we will send a message. The contents of that message we'll tell you about next year on 560 WQAM. What's the rates for your time?
You should tell them what you're getting paid tonight for the 4 hours of WQAM. I feel like you can give honest answers to every single
That's
one of
true.
These questions.
Yeah. So this will not be a very expensive woman or night for him, if that's
well,
the case.
Well, it might be very expensive in his mind.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
All right, welcome back here to 560 WQAM.
We're officially off the rails.
Greg Likens alongside Adam Beasley. That was Chili Willie and Dan Day came up with that one as you requested.
Yeah.
You wanted the Blink-182 song where they talk about naked dudes in a pool.
And the backstory is, it's not just we randomly asked for this song.
Correct.
We were on 790. The producer there, Trevor, was going through the Sharks database of music. And just saw Blink and thought it would be clean because it had been used on the air before and had no idea what the song was.
Correct. And assumed it was just a normal Blink-182 song.
Correct.
And in fact, it was one of their little parody, funny 20-second songs.
And you should have seen the look of horror on Likens' face. And I just start busting out laughing for the next 15 seconds.
Well, because imagine if you're not expecting that. Normally you just hear whatever normal music. And that's what you hear. And you hear the lyrical content as well. Like, I didn't know where to go from there.
And it just ends so abruptly as well.
Correct.
One more time.
I want to see some naked dudes. It's my building pool.
Is that really it?
That's it.
You know, honestly, that's probably a pretty smart way to go about that, to build a pool. I don't know about you, but...
Well, yeah, that's
what... I enjoy swimming in the nude.
Oh. I didn't know that's where you were going.
Not true at all. I'm a very modest man, Greg. A very modest man.
It's very brave to play a Blink-182 song without, like, listening to it before, because if you're a Blink-182 fan, if you've ever seen them in concert, have you ever seen them in concert?
Of course.
Yes.
You know what song they close with.
What?
It's a song that every word's a cuss word, and in the end, it ends with, for lack of a better term, had sex with your mom.
Oh. Mm. You know, I saw that actually at the Fyre Festival.
Yeah. Imagine playing that as bump music. Whoa!
You know, the last time I saw Blink-182, now this tells you, like, it was an odd time in music and where things have gone from there. Not, like, Blink-182's had a nice career, and, you know, I was a big fan of them, but I saw them and Green Day on a co-headlining tour, and at the time, Blink-182 was the last band to play.
Wow.
And it's like, in what universe would Blink-182 be the headliner over Green Day?
Not a universe that I want to live in.
Well, so that's the thing. It was like a couple of years later that Green Day released American Idiot. And then, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, but Dookie was an enormous, enormous album.
But at the time, it was like, there was a little bit of a lull. Blink-182 was pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, two similar sounding bands, they wanted to tour together.
Right.
But it was odd, because I, you know, I've always been a much bigger Green Day fan than Blink-182.
Well, they're a much more serious band.
Correct.
But there was a very dark time in Green Day. Around that time, they released the song Minority. A lot of people thought that they were done for. Until American Idiot, which kind of revamped their career, there was a time when they were on a serious downslide.
Yeah, even though, I mean, I like that album.
But that must have been like a two-year period, though. It couldn't have been very long.
Yeah, two, three-year period.
Wow.
But by their standards, their lofty standards, it was a little bit of a downslide.
Right.
And then, yeah, then they revamped everything, and I guess you could say the rest is history. All right, we got a bunch of people responding.
Should we tell them what we decided, by the way?
Well, you want to pass along, because I feel like at first you have some, you know, like the instinct, the urge that you just kind of want to.
I'm a bit mischievous.
Mess with somebody,
yeah.
Right? And then the more we've talked about it,
well, you've talked me into
cooler heads have prevailed.
Discretion's the better part of valor. Like,
yeah. So, what did we determine? I'll let you.
I think we just text him back. Sorry, bro, you have the wrong number. Thanks for the laugh. P.S. How'd you get my number?
Do we ask how you get the number?
100%. We have to know, because if someone's out there pimping your stuff, man.
That's true. Okay. Well, during the next commercial break, I'll write that text.
Mm-hmm.
How's that sound? You think we're disappointing everybody out there? And by the way, if you're just tuning in and you didn't hear what we said, I got a text message right before the show started. It says, hey, girl, where are you located? What's the rates for your time? Please let me know. Thanks. A follow-up text. How old are you? Thanks.
And it was a good gap between the first and second message. He is waiting for you to respond.
Oh, correct. There's no doubt. Wherever this person is, at home, at a bar, whatever it might be, waiting.
His mother's basement.
For this response. Okay, so we're going to talk to John Kajemi at 7 o'clock.
It's amazing. We got an hour of content out of this.
Get his insight on the Dolphins draft class, because he's done a really good job of breaking down the film on every single
awesome.
One of the Dolphins draft class members and Josh Rosen as well. I do want to ask you this. If we're serious for a second here, Beast.
How are we going to possibly be serious?
Well, you did write about Nick Perry.
I did.
What are the odds that the Dolphins pursue the former Packers pass rusher?
Oh, that they pursue him?
Well, I guess they know they're pursuing him, but what are the odds they actually sign him?
Good Lord. 50? 60 maybe? I would say the market has dictated that there's not a great deal of demand for Nick Perry's services. He was hurt most of last year. He signed that ridiculous contract with the Packers. 5 years, $60 million, I think, before the 17 season. And only got through 2 years of it. The Packers thought so little of him that they cut him with an $11 million cap hit this year. But nonetheless, he's better than what they have. I mean, he had 18 sacks over the course of two seasons between 16 and 17. So I think there's a decent chance. I think they see him kind of as a part of their broader strategy this year, which is don't spend money, look for value, don't tie yourself beyond 2019. Give yourself an out in 20 if it's going to be a two-year contract. And if it sticks, great. If not, it's just another lotto ticket. I mean, that's just another scratch-off you can throw in the bin. I think that's how they've seen a lot of their offseason, kind of in the same vein that they've seen Devontae Parker and even Josh Rosen. I mean, I know Rosen, a second-round pick, you think, oh, that's not a, you know, just a dismissive asset, something you don't want to just throw out. But when it comes to getting a franchise quarterback, it's still a pretty low cost. So
right.
I think that's how they view a lot of their signings. And Nick Perry would be absolutely in that vein. And one more thing we have to remember, the Dolphins' new defensive coordinator was his position coach last year.
Right.
So
Patrick Graham.
So there is an obvious tie there. Do I think it's going to happen? I don't know. I think the odds are better it does than it doesn't. But just the fact that they're interested in kind of telegraphs the way they're approaching this offseason.
Certainly does. And, yeah, you're right. It's crazy that we see this a lot in the NFL. So it's not like it's something that doesn't happen all that often. But it is crazy to think that you sign that huge contract and you're Nick Perry, and then 2 years later, you're gone. You're looking for work
Amazing.
Again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
the NFL, man.
The NFL works. And that's why that guaranteed money is all that really matters, right?
Right.
I know we say that year after year after year, but it's true. You sign a $60 million contract. In theory, that sounds great.
You at least get 3 years out of it.
You would think so.
Right.
Yeah. And then most of the time you don't often see all of that, to be sure. I got to read a couple more of these tweets that we have coming towards us because it's very funny. One of our texters, or tweeters, I should say, says, send this, 601 Biscayne is the location.
Okay.
$230 for 48 minutes. And in parentheses, Miami Heat Arena, average cost of attending a game.
There you go. That's pretty good.
That is a good one. Somebody says, tell him he's got to send it to PayPal, friends and family in advance. So we're going to try and get some money out of this person.
Well, that would be illegal.
Yes, it would. Somebody else says, in response to what Brian Monroe had written, says, after, you know, you do all that, but then after requesting a retainer, of course.
When I hear that word, I just think of Goodwill Hunting. Ben Affleck, have you seen that? I'm sure you've seen that movie.
Yeah.
When he sits in for Matt Damon in one of the interviews. Retainer! That's what I think of when I hear that.
Greg, Adam, I got to ask you, if we ask for money, would that be a form of payola?
I mean, at the very least, it's fraud. At the very least, you're defrauding the guy.
You're right.
And we're no better than him.
Asking for money under false pretenses?
Yeah.
Yeah. And
then if we'd say, we're going to expose you if you don't pay us, that's extortion.
That's true. Yeah, we don't want to go down that
no.
road there.
Don't worry, I've seen all the angles, and none of them end well.
We've been thinking quite a bit about this. In fact, that's all we've been doing during the commercial breaks.
Correct.
Is how to respond to this random text.
There could be huge Dolphins news that have broken in the last hour, and I'd be unaware of it because we're...
If there are any big news stories or any Dolphins-related news stories, the guy who will know about it is John Kangemi.
There you go.
And when we come back, we will talk to him. Of course, does a great job as an analyst for the Miami Dolphins, MiamiDolphins.com, and for college football on ESPN. We'll come back and talk to him next here on 560 WQAM. I want to see some naked dudes.
He is waiting for you to respond.
Oh, correct. There's no doubt. Wherever this person is, at home, at a bar, whatever it might be,
his mother's basement.